Welcome to your five for the day. I understand that fans attending the recent Wales versus Japan rugby international in Cardiff saw some Japanese supporters sporting a tie featuring a cherry blossom and the daffodil. Only members of Japan's Club Hiraeth can wear this particular tie. Its members are former executives who worked in Wales and return to Japan, but feel a special affection for this nation with which they have had a special connection. The bond, and therefore the connection, between each country is strong. Japan invested in Wales at a time when our economy had been shaken by the crumbling of our heavy industry. Our lives seem to be all about connections. Our homes need utilities, water, gas, electricity. Nothing can happen without them. And to have them, you have to be connected. Phones used to be black boxes that were hung on the wall. Now they are as small as a deck of cards and travel with us everywhere. Why? Because we want to be connected. Connection is essential. If you travel by aeroplane, you need to make your connection. If not, you won't be going where you thought you were, or at least not when you thought you were. The gospel today shows us the connection we have in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. One day John the Baptist saw Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Two of John's disciples heard this and responded when Jesus said, "Come and follow me." Andrew went and found his brother Peter and brought him to see Jesus. The next day Jesus went on into Galilee, where he met Philip, who ran to find his friend Nathanael. He told him, "We found the Messiah prophesied in the scriptures. It's Jesus of Nazareth." Nathanael said, "That can't be. Nothing good ever comes from Nazareth." Philip told him, "Come and see." So he did. Jesus saw Nathanael as he was coming to him, and he said, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Now this was something, as Nathanael had not met Jesus, nor Jesus Nathanael. "How do you know?" "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Now Nathanael believed. He exclaimed, "You are the Son of God and King of Israel." "Is it only because I said I saw you that you now believe in me?" replied Jesus. And he told him, "You'll see greater things, for you'll see heaven opened and angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Christ connected himself to Nathanael, and he can connect with us today through his living word, the Bible. Even as he told Nathanael he would see the heaven opened, we have seen the heavens opened as he was crucified on Calvary. We have seen the heavens opened when he ascended to his throne on high. And all who have him as their Saviour shall see the heavens opened when he returns again with his eternal kingdom. Jesus is the highway uniting earth and heaven. He is the connection. Our mobile phones, without a connection, are dead. Without a connection to God in Christ, we are dead. If you miss your connection at the airport, you end up in a different place and not where you intended to go. Without a connection to God in Christ, we will end up where we do not intend to go. When our lives feel disconnected, we can know that there is still hope. For whatever may be happening to us, near us, beside us, or around us, the power is still on, and our hearts can be filled with his light. He has brought us his eternal and life-giving word. Have you received and accepted the word and believed the testimony of him? In him, we have seen heaven opened. Connecting with your five for the day is a great start, but connecting with the God of heaven through his Son's death at Calvary is the only way to remain connected to Him forever.